My name's Ryan Dennis. I'm the editor and founder of The Milk House. And The Milk House is a journal that focuses on writing on rural subjects. The purpose of The Milk House is to, in part, suggest that the best writing is not necessarily from the city, but that the countryside has a voice too, and that that voice is multivariate and complex. And at the same time, has elements that are shared and connected across geography. We're in our fourth year running at the Milk House. Most notably, this year we added a Best in Rural Writing contest, taking in submissions of fiction and nonfiction. So if you think you have a piece that somehow deals with rural subjects or environments, check out The Milk House next summer for the start of the next contest. And I'd just like to give a shout out to the three volunteering editors that have helped the project expand this year, namely Samantha Rogers, Adeline Henry, and, even though I know I'm not going to pronounce this quite right, Emerita Geike. Our submissions come from all around the world and include National Book Award finalists and Pulitzer Prize finalists who are sometimes published next to, for example, farmers writing for the first time, and quite a variety of voices. As mentioned before, two pieces I'm going to talk about now are two poems. At the end of the year, we have a judge read the poems published on The Milk House for the year and shortlist 10 poems, which are made into videos, usually read by their authors and put on YouTube. The judges choose their choice of best poem for the year published in The Milk House, and the readers get to vote on their choice. But these are just two of the poems that have made the shortlist this year. The first poem I'm going to read is called Around Troopsburg by Daryl Bentley. I have a personal interest in this poem because Troopsburg is a small rural town about a half hour from where I live and where my aunt, uncle, and cousins farm. When this poem came in, I assumed that someone who knew me told the author about The Milk House, or that there was some sort of local connection, but it turns out that Daryl Bentley found The Milk House entirely by chance and doesn't live in Troopsburg, but passed through there once. Lives close enough, but passed through there once and inspired a poem. So without further ado, here is Around Troopsburg. Around Troopsburg by Daryl Bentley. The night unwinds its skein of silver-blue wool around the moon, and trains its face to glow upon the lonely Amish barn roof and the silent silo. The merciful day drapes its yellow throw from Smucker's Rise to Jericho Hill, across the husky rolling shoulders, holding the fallen beyond the horizon. Little wonders these caretakers of hoe and horseplow hold with a will greater than their own its infinite tenderness and pity, its correction. They give thanks at noon for haybale walls built of the sun, and night they pray for rainfall upon the dry stacked stone in the hollows of the city. I admire the craftsmanship in Bentley's poem. The rhyming is subtle, as is the assonance. I think there's a current to it that is not entirely visible, or at least not easily visible from the surface. I find myself going back and back to the poem over and over again. The second poem I'd like to share is called This Work Is Done by Jonathan Humble. Jonathan Humble was the Judge's Choice winner of last year's poem contest on The Milk House, and he had a poem shortlisted this year again. for this year's contest. I'm going to have Jonathan himself read the poem now.
This work is done. This is an old feeling, standing by this evening's field. These dark rags hanging, strung on wire, beaks silent and unmoving under a stretched sky. So which law or god supply? Would it help to free your feathers, wake thought and memory in cold skulls, wear a black cape in silhouetted brotherhood? Should I take up your work? Am I a familiar to a Norse god, with spying eyes in new watching brief, become his ears in Midgard? Should I kneel before an ancient king? Does a messiah hang in this unkindness? Have I witnessed the end of hope for an ancient island people? Should I fly the field, proclaim the news, take up your role of fate carrier, become the Marian's latest messenger, and find a song that sings of coming conflict? Or is the battle already lost? Our colours down? And what's required this late spring evening is to take my knapsack, flask and tools, and tell the farmer, this work is done.
There's so much I admire in this poem, including the movement in it and its narrative voice. And if I'm reading this poem right, I think what it's asking is, you know, is there a place for the mythic in the world that we live in today? And if there isn't, what does that say about us? And I think that's a powerful question to ask. And that's one of the reasons why it's not just one of my favorite poems I published with the Milk House, but probably one of my favorite poems overall. Just wanted to wrap up by thanking Jeff Barkin and Monologuing for the opportunity to share a little bit about the Milk House and a few of the authors that published with us this year. And to say that, to encourage readers to check out our YouTube video for authors reading their own work, to keep an eye out for our yearly writing contests, where submissions open in the summer, and to perhaps just visit the site to find a strong writing that deals with rural subjects and the countryside and the dynamics found within it. All right, thank you.